Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He is Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, I am Greg, or old Greg, the Dive Master. And I don't know. I mean, I have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad with me today to help me navigate the latest scuba diving information and stuff. But it was like it took a bad turn. So we pulled out the big guns. We're going to talk about the Boston Sea Rovers show going on this weekend. And I got some living diving legends with us, Michelle and Howard Hall, the IMAX video gurus, film, anything to do with IMAX underwater stuff. These two probably have had their hands on it and just sharing their love of the underwater world via IMAX theaters and things like that. It is an honor once again to have you both on the air. How are you doing?
We're good
to talk to you again.
Oh, good. No, so you're at the Sea Rover show there in Boston this weekend. It's, by the way, that's the longest running dive show in the world, I believe, isn't it? Like, is this year 72? Is that what
72.
Wow.
Yeah, that is, you got it.
Yeah, and one of the big things that they have, you know, they do exhibits, you know, all day Saturday and Sunday and things. But the Saturday Night Film Festival, I've heard about this thing for years. I know you guys have been involved with it many times. And tonight, I would assume once again, what are you guys, the headliners? Is there such a thing? Do you take that title? Or just,
I don't,
like,
think we take that title, but we're first up to speak. And there's a number of other good filmmakers that will be presenting also.
Right. Well, can you give us a little tease for what you're going to do tonight, Howard? What do you think?
Well, I'm showing an excerpt from a film project that we've been working on for the last 2 years. The film is about nocturnal marine life, and we're making two versions of it. One will be a one-hour episode of the PBS series Nature.
Nice.
We deliver that film on August 1st, and the other version will be an IMAX film, and we deliver that in October. And the working title for the PBS film is The Ocean at Night, which is all about animal senses and how animals relate to darkness versus daytime, and how they use their senses to find their way around and find prey, and how very, very different that is from the way we deal with our senses.
Nice. So what about the IMAX film? So where is that going to pop out all across the country and around the world at some point?
We hope so.
Yeah, Michelle. What's that one called? Or do you have a working title?
We don't know. We're thinking of calling it Spaghetti.
Okay.
But that will probably change.
Okay. So, well, that's
it'll be a different title than the television version, and I'm working with Jonathan Bird on that.
Okay.
And, they've proposed a couple of ideas for titles, but I don't know what that'll be, probably till the last minute.
Understood.
But something like The Nocturnal Ocean or Beneath the Sea at Night or something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, Michelle, I know you guys have been spending a lot of time like out in the Philippines area. I mean, this project or these latest projects, where you've been visiting, is it from some of those trips that I've heard about, or you've been like gallivanting all around the world?
Well, we've been in a number of places. We were most recently in the Maldives, and we got the last shot, that the last sequence that will that we captured for these two films. It was whale sharks feeding at night. It was in the water from 2 to 4 in the morning. One morning it was dark, and he managed to capture some footage of a whale shark feeding at
excellent
night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was there a few months ago, and was it right off the back of the boat, Howard, when you were filming?
Yes, that's right.
It's crazy.
A big light they put out over the side. Over the side, and the crew come up to the light, and the whale sharks come in to feed on it. We only saw one. That we were there for We were on board for 10 days. We only saw one, and it only stayed for about 2 hours, but that was enough.
Well, enough to get the money shot. That's what we're working for. Okay, so those projects are coming out this year, and you're going to show some clips at the film festival tonight at the Boston Sea Rover show.
That's right.
What's on the agenda as far as travel for you guys over the next year or so? Do you guys have, like, you know, hey, we're planning to go back to the Maldives or some other place on the planet, like, and we got something in mind, or is...
Well, we are going to the Philippines in July. We'll be diving off Malapascua, hoping to film Thresher Sharks in the early morning hours.
Is that with Marty? Are you going out there with Marty Snyderman? Okay.
Yes, we'll be with Marty when we go to Dumaguete, Atlantis, and on one of the Atlantis boats called the Adventure.
Nice. Well, I don't want to scare you away, but he did call me and ask me if I'd go. And I was like, are Howard and Michelle going to be there? He goes, yeah. He's like, and I'm trying to figure out if there's any way to do it, but don't let that, I don't want to tell you that and have you stay home now, but there's a slight chance.
We've got our flights booked.
Good. Okay. You're locked in. I can't scare him away. That's a good thing. Yeah. But
they're trying to scare you away.
Yeah. Right? Just be quiet, Jerry. Let me talk to these legends. All right. So, and with all the stuff that you filmed in IMAX format or just, you know, going out there and travel the world, is there any particular critter that really piques your interest? You mentioned the whale shark, you know, for the latest project, but is there something that you particularly like? Is it macro stuff or small critters? Or do you like the big things like the whale shark? Or does it just depend on where you're going and what's available, like a thresher shark? What do you think?
Yeah, people ask me that question all the time. Sure. And I've never really come up with a good answer for it because I don't have a favorite animal. I am quite happy filming whales, but I'm just as happy filming small animal behavior. I'm just fascinated with the things that animals do. It's not so much just getting them swimming or crawling by, but it's the interesting animal behaviors that fascinate me. And when you're down there with a camera set up on a shot and you're filming it, you're at the same time studying what these animals do. And often, because I'm being paid to be in the field working with these animals to capture the film, I'm in a position to learn more than a lot of scientists have a chance to learn by just spending huge amounts of time watching the animals.
Right, because you're looking for that one particular activity that they do to capture it on film. And what about the technology? I mean, these IMAX cameras, I know 10 years ago, maybe even more recently, they're big as a washing machine. Have they gotten smaller? Are they more manageable to work with these days? Or are you still kind of have that same issue, Howard?
Well, they've become dramatically smaller. And the various IMAX 3D films that I directed were captured in 70 millimeter film with a camera system that was absolutely huge. It weighed out of the water, it weighed 1,350 pounds. Whoa. It only ran for 3 minutes before I had to change film.
Yeah.
So that sounds like, oh my, that's just an impossible situation. But I loved doing that. I loved working with it because it was so difficult. Expectations were always very low. If we came back with something in focus, people were thrilled.
Yeah.
So,
but now, I mean, it's not down to the size of like a GoPro or anything, is it? It's still pretty massive.
Almost.
Is it really?
Wow. It almost is.
Okay.
The camera I'm using now is a Nikon camera. It captures 8K video. It's higher resolution than the 70 millimeter film we used to shoot. Hmm. Costs a tiny fraction of the amount. Requires a smaller crew, smaller boat, smaller everything. But
you still got to have the eye. You got to have
the
magic.
I also have to compete with a whole bunch of young guys that have these cameras and are better at it than I am.
Well, they're not better at it. They're just lucky. I mean, and sometimes that comes into play for sure. Well, Howard and Michelle Hall, they're going to be some of the presenters tonight at the Boston Sea Rover Film Festival. Go check them out. It's great to see you guys, and you have a great evening.
Thank you.
There you go. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.